I'm Lynn Scher in for John Hockenberry today with Celeste Headley. Hi, Celeste.
Good morning.
So as all of you have been regular listeners know, since the beginning of the economic recession, we have been committed here at The Takeaway to talk about the grim economic situation.
There's been no uptick in employment.
Hiring was weak. The jobless rate dipped to 9.7%.
It was weaker than expected or hoped for.
There's no question that this recession has hit midlife workers harder than ever.
Oh, grim news indeed. But Hillary Lanzer, who listens to us from Miami, Florida, says enough. She left this comment on our website, thetakeaway.org. I spend my drive to work listening to you from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. daily, she wrote, and I'm tired of hearing about the doom and gloom of the economy.
I don't blame you, Hillary.
Way to go, Hillary. I started my business in September of 2007 in Miami, Hillary Lanzer writes, and we now have grown into a company with 11 persons on the staff and doubled our volume of business every year. Let's have a story about successful small businesses, and let's look towards the future optimistically. Oh, Hillary, don't we love you?
Absolutely.
Okay, Hillary, you asked for it. Here you go. Silver lining coming up. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning. How do you do?
Well, I'm great. So are you bucking the trend here? How did you do it?
Well, I'm hoping I'm bucking the trend, but, you know, I don't want to go against what all the experts are saying. But there are success stories out there, and I think if we just concentrate a little more about the positive in our lives, we won't have all of this doom and gloom, or the doom and gloom won't be experienced as badly.
All right, so perception can change our outlook, certainly, but let's talk about your specific small business story. Your company's called Ask Me, Inc. What do you do?
Actually, our business is, in a nutshell, we provide sales and marketing solutions for the travel industry. And our specialty is working with Caribbean-based hotels. And as you can imagine, the Caribbean has been quite hard hit with the recent trends of no travel.
Right.
So many hotels in the Caribbean, they don't have a budget for a U.S.-based sales team or even a reservation center in the United States. And especially in the tri-state area, 45% of our business is coming from up there.
The tri-state area being New York, New Jersey, Connecticut?
Absolutely, yes. You can also delve a little bit down to Pennsylvania, if you may.
Okay, I'm from Philadelphia originally, so I'll throw it in there.
Okay, good. So we basically discovered a void, and we had the skill set to be able to provide, provide an answer to the need that our hotel partners have, and that's having a sales force and visibility in the United States and Canada.
So you're advertising for them, you're promoting them, you're getting them visitors, clients.
Exactly, yes, yes. And we also have a reservation center in Miami, and so we actually direct the business down to our reservation center, and we're able to close the sales for the hotels.
But I thought that, you mentioned at the top, there's also a recession in the Caribbean.
Absolutely.
They're not doing so, and you're saying by advertising you're changing it?
No, you have to advertise in a specific niche. We definitely niche market destination weddings and romance, because regardless of what's happening in the world, whether it's economic, political, anything that's happening in the world, people are still getting married. And fortunately, if you get married down in the Caribbean, you're going to get a better value than if you have a huge wedding in the United States.
Just tick off for me, if you will, your top sellers right now.
Oh, definitely St. Lucia. We had huge visibility with St. Lucia. We actually worked with the tourist board to provide that visibility and had all sorts of advertising and promotions down in St. Lucia. And then also our accounts in the Dominican Republic are doing very well as well.
Well, that's fabulous. Hillary Lanzer, Vice President of Sales of Ask Me, Sales and Marketing for Hotels, talking to us from Miami, Florida. Let's hope, Celeste, she is a precursor of the future for everybody.
Hillary, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Are you married?
No, I'm not, but I marry a lot of people down in the Caribbean.
Well, the people that you marry, do the women generally keep their names or do they change them?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, destination weddings, I have to say it's still a conventional tradition, just in an unconventional locale. So most women will change their name still, even if they're getting married as a destination wedding.
Okay, Hillary, thank you very much. Have a great day down there in Florida. But
on Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, art, politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.